Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the success strategies and the secrets of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I'm really honored and excited for my next guest. She's coming from all the way over in New Zealand, across the country. So it's been tricky getting this booked, but now we got it done. So she's from Christchurch, New Zealand, where Lord of the Rings and Narnia were filmed, which is really cool. I remember Narnia when I was a little kid. She's a true rag-to-riches story and has come through some crazy big challenges to get where she is today. Liz's true passion is helping others live incredible lives in very authentic ways. And her big goal is to help over 1 billion people live a very authentic and happy life. And it all starts with helping people have incredible incomes so they can have the freedom. Again, I'm excited to be introducing Liz to you all. She is high energy. She says kapow a lot. And so this is going to get you excited. And so this is going to be one of the best interviews that you've seen. So here she is. Let's welcome Liz to Making Bank.
Hey, and I'm Mr. Kapow, everyone. I'm super duper duper so incredibly excited to be here. Thank you so much, Joshy, for letting me come along here. We're going to have some fun tonight, right?
Heck yeah, it's going to be a fun interview.
Yay, cool.
So I guess tell me a little bit about, I know when I first heard your story, it was just so moving from where you have come from just to where you are today. And so many people as entrepreneurs, or I mean, maybe have not even thought about being an entrepreneur yet in their life, of just, you know, in similar situations of you as you were, as, you know, just not sure how they can overcome those challenges. And you've broken through those and just totally transformed your life and have some awesome kids and a wife and everything. And just, I want to hear all about it and just tell us a little bit about your background and how you got through all of this.
Cool. Awesome. Well, you know what? I think that a lot of people would be honestly amazed to look at where I came from and to look at, you know, what I've managed to achieve. It's absolutely massive. But, you know, what I mean by that, and my beautiful wife, Christy, and I were talking about this a little while ago, we're like, man, Americans in particular, they have no idea how lucky they are because life seems so easy for Americans. Like, your standard of living is higher. And, like, life in New Zealand, you know, for us a couple of years ago was a little bit hard. Now, New Zealand's stunning. It's beautiful. We do have really nice houses and all that sort of good stuff too. But, you know, having gone from literally nothing, like, I started my very first company from an idea in my head and a computer and a desire to get out of what I was in, like, get out of the situation I was in, get out of the relationship that I was in. My gut was, like, screaming at me going, get out, you're made for bigger things, go, go. And I'm like, I can't, I'm scared. But, you know, sometimes in life you just have to run and you have to do it. So, you know, I think I remember the amazing Russell Brunson actually came over from Boise, Idaho, and he stood in my old house, like the house that I had when I gave him $25,000 to help coach me to success and all that sort of good stuff. And he said to me, Liz, were you living in this house when you sent me $25,000? And I went, yeah. And he goes, really? And I went, yeah. He goes, and how much was that in New Zealand dollars? And I said, oh, it was about $32,000. And he went, huh? What, like, really? I'm like, yeah, dude. And he goes, I wouldn't have let you send me that money if I had known where you were living. And I'm like, I know. But I wanted my life to change. So for me, I actually had reached a point where I was like, I must change. And sure, what I created for myself was like, you know, the whole lead or gold thing, dude. Have you heard of lead or gold? Like, you either take the lead or the gold.
I have, but I don't know if our audience has.
Okay, cool. So lead or gold, well, my version of that was carrot or the stick. Like, I looked at Christy wearing her thermal underwear and her puffer jacket inside and, like, shivering. And I started imagining her at the age of 50 and the age of 60 and poor and miserable and with windows that have mold growing on them. And I started imagining that. I'm like, you know what? I can't do that. She deserves a better life. My kids deserve a better life. And you know, I just was like, okay, cool. Okay, cool. So that's the stick. where's the carrot? I was like, oh, there's the carrot. And I started imagining her in my in our new kitchen baking. She loves cooking. So that's kind of the story. It was that's what I focused on to get here.
No, and that's awesome. I know one, I mean, tell us a little about, I guess, what, I mean, what are those, some of those challenges? I remember, you know, hearing your story when we were at the one of the events and it.
So, moving. About a year ago now. So, for everyone that's watching this right here, right now, you're like, okay, cool, Liz, you just spoke a whole lot of crap at us. Like, tell us the actual story, right? So, I started out being an entrepreneur a little while ago, like 4 or 5 years ago, started up a business that I struggled in my very first year, made $25,000, and that was enough to basically do nothing, like literally do nothing. And I had a then partner and 2 beautiful kids relying on me.
Right.
And it was all sitting on my shoulders. And then I got to the point in that business where I finally found success in that business. It was great. But there was no leverage. There was no way out. I couldn't get out. So we were still living in a crappy house. We were making a little bit more money. We had enough for like little luxuries, but not enough to be really like affluent, not enough to go on holidays and do the stuff that I really wanted to do. So that's when I was like, I need to create a course. I need to create something and find leverage in my life, leverage that I can do something once and then sell over and over and over again. And that's what I did. I turned my knowledge from Jenga Social, a social media management company here in Christchurch, and I turned it into a course. Now, you know, you see me smiling with that. Like, that's the good part of it. The bad part is that I created all of that during Christy's mum recently passed away a year ago now from cancer, and it still hurts to this day. Yeah. And I'm about to go live next week with that story again, so I've kind of got to breathe deeply for that one again to be able to tell that story again. But the rags to riches story was created in amongst all this turmoil. Christy's mum passed away. She was in hospital. I literally created my course from the hospital bedside where – like Christy was lying there with this chronic form of pneumonia. We had no idea what was going on. We were homeless at that stage as well. Like I was getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, busting ass as much as humanly possible, taking the kids to school, picking them up, taking them to hospital, see mummy, back, drop the kids off, or, you know, feed the kids, maybe drop them off at their dad's if it was their dad's night. And it was like kid juggling, business juggling, wife juggling. Like it was not fun.
Almost like the circus, but
sorry, say that one more time. I kind of lost you.
Are you still there?
I am. I am.
Cool.
You said something like, were you laughing at the wife juggling part?
No, I was saying it's almost like the circus. You were like in a just back and forth.
Dude, it totally was. Like I was actually thinking about it today. Like I was in this pattern of like, when is this going to end? When am I just going to finally be going to be able to go, I made it. I actually made it. Yeah.
What, and so, I guess tell me a little about, what made you reach out and connect with obviously Russell, but as a mentor or coach, I mean, what, you know, you're struggling through all this and, you know, it's like you said, the investment's 25,000 US, 32,000 New Zealand. And what made that transition where you're like, I just got to have this?
It was honestly, it felt like for me at that point in time, and I've changed a lot since then, but at that point in time, it was like, this must work. This is my last hope here. Right. And I think sometimes when you get to that point where it becomes like the absolute must.
Sure.
I think if I like, I mean, I have the utmost love and respect for Russell, like absolute utmost love and respect for him. And, you know, I speak incredibly highly of him wherever I go. And, you know, it was just a huge impetus for change. Now, I busted ass. It's not like he was like, here, Liz, here's $1 million.
Here's it all, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, we actually had a really cool conversation about it a little while ago. He was in this house. He was walking around here, jumping on my trampoline. And he goes, you made it. And I went, yeah. And he goes, I'm proud of you. And I said, thank you. And he goes, no, thank you. You did it. And I was like,
Yeah.
Like, you know, a good coach is always going to be there for you, but you've got to pull out all stops. Yeah.
Definitely. No, that's, I'd love to. I want to dive a little bit deeper and then start to dive into a little bit more about what you're doing now and how with the whole, you know, generating $1 million with your, you know, initial business and everything. So can you stick around for a minute? We got to take a quick break.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. I am Josh Felber. You're watching Making Bank, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, and we've had the honor so far to start to learn about Liz Benny and her story from rags to riches. And it's truly a rags to riches story, from homeless with her kids and her partner to her, you know, a family member, you know, passing away. And all along, she is just driving to build her business and build her dreams to really make things happen and change the life, you know, for her family. And the great thing is, I mean, Liz has made such a transformation, and I want to welcome you back to the show.
Hey, and I'm Mr. Kapow again, everyone. I'm back.
Kapow it is. Well, so I know you've had some phenomenal success with that business. You guys, I think, did over $1 million on that. And, I mean, when you actually did that, I mean, how did you feel? I mean, was it?
Do you want to know the truth?
Sure.
I'm the girl that doesn't even know how to get into my bank. I'm like, I don't know what's in there. I literally do not know how much money's in the bank. Sometimes I have to say to Christine, "What's my password?" And she goes, and she'll tell me the password. I'm not going to say it on live on camera.
Facebook.
But seriously, I'm not that girl. Like, I'm not that girl. Funny story along those lines is that not long ago, I was like marketing Social Monkey Business really, really heavily. And it got to the point where I was about to jump on a plane over to San Diego, speak live on stage there. And in my business, like, there was a little bit too much going on. I went, just shut off the traffic for Social Monkey Business. Now, I've just created the Kapow course, and I'm going live this week with Kapow course. And as part of Kapow course, what I've done is I've literally done the whole system, you know, systemized the whole course creation, the really cool Kapow way to do it. And the funny thing was, Josh, is that I went back over some of my old stats and I went, what the hell? I was making so much money. Why did I turn off my traffic? Like, I was putting dollars in the Facebook machine from an advertising standpoint. Like, crap tons was coming out the other side. And I went, what was it? Why? So anyway, the really cool thing is that learning lesson there, like that lesson that I learned, is actually in the Kapow course as well, because sometimes you have to like watch your statistics. So you asked me specifically, like, how did it feel? I'll be really honest. I'm a perfectionist. I don't really like, I've always like, I feel small right now compared to where I'm going. I'll be really, really honest. I know a lot of people look at that and go, oh, wow. And I used to think that I would look at that and go, wow, as well. But I'm like, cool, now I can do that. Now what else can I do? So my like, what it's done for me is the internal belief that if I can do that, I can do anything. Yeah.
Sure. And you know, I think that's, you know, I was in that position when I was 25, and it was, you know, it happens, and you're like, okay, cool. And you know, what's my next thing, or what it is, you know? And I think, you know, as entrepreneurs, we tend to, you know, where I'm a A-type personality, as I know you are, and you just, it's like, okay, this is that next thing. How can I drive to that next goal? How can I drive to make that next dream and that next, you know, thing happen? And so, you know, it's just, some people, you know, it's like, okay, cool, I got it. And then, you know, and you're moving on, or you probably kapowed it and you're moving on. So
I like to say I kapowed the relieving crap out of stuff.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about with your Social Media Monkey. That was your course that generated $1 million, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what were some of the challenges as you were trying to make that work? Because I know it wasn't just turn it on and all of a sudden instantly the traffic worked and the webinars worked and everything else. So give us a little bit of insight of what some of those you went through and how you overcame those.
Cool. Brilliant question. So some of the major things that came up was I really wanted to have a system that was like fully integrated. Like, I was like, okay, cool. It's got to be easy, right? Boom, 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 boom. Let's plug this in here. That works. And I was like, every time I plug something in, it would break. I'm like, this isn't cool. So for me, it was about finding that and creating that refined system and knowing, you know, where to dot the I's and cross the T's. So it was the details side that I just really truly had to learn, because I'm a very details oriented person. Right. I'm very anal retentive when it comes to that. So, you know, I get the integrations. I know way too much about way too many things. So for me, part of the challenge was actually not needing to know all the details, but yet still having a system where things would just work. I'm like, okay, are they going to work? Yes, they're going to work. So that was kind of one of the challenges. And ClickFunnels came along and kind of, you know, I was going through the beta version of ClickFunnels, which was,
I remember,
a little bit like, it was a little bit sore for my eyes at times. I'm like, why? But then it would work and then it wouldn't. And so it was actually quite frustrating at times to go through the beta version, but I'm really grateful now to have gone through the beta version, because it's just a beautiful piece of software now. So, you know, that was the software side of stuff wasn't easy, but to be honest with you, it was learning the game. Like,
okay,
when you're an online marketer, it was like, especially being a female and cracking through into a market which is heavily dominant with these big gorilla men who are all successful, making their gazillions. And I'm like, little Liz Benny. So I had this thing going, oh, I'm little Liz Benny. I'm little Liz Benny. I'm little. And I'm like, you know what? I'm Kapow Liz Benny. Let's go. I'm like, ah, but I'm still little Liz Benny. So it's that internal conflict between wanting to massively make a difference in the world, but yet still having the internal struggle of, will this work for me?
Right.
Will this actually work? Can I actually do this? All those other people over there have made it happen, but can I actually do this? Like, I'm a little farm girl from New Zealand. I broke my collarbone on the motorbike on the farm when I was a kid. You know, so all that stories of, you know, that crap. So, you know, some of the struggles, some of the other struggles due to, like, working for months and months and months, and finally getting to the point where I'm ready to launch and having people registered for my webinar and this many people show up.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one from San Diego? And you're sitting there going, I have put my whole life into this. I've turned off the eat what you kill type clients from my Jenga social. Like, right. I wasn't bringing in the easy money from Jenga social. So that was going down. I was like, okay, cool. So I had to cut down on the income because I couldn't afford the time in order to do the thing that would provide me the leverage. It was that internal struggle there financially of, oh my gosh, which way, like, is this going to work? I could always go back to that, but I really want this to work. Oh, but it worked eventually.
What, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, you had that battle and, you know, it was the whole mindset and, you know, how do I, you know, transform that mindset to, you know, move me towards that path to success? I mean, what did you do to push through or push past that?
I got to know who I was. Like, and how do I need information? So I'm a firm believer that, you know, we all have struggles, we all have mindset stuff that we need to get through, but it's not until we understand who we truly are as people. So
sure.
I started to fall in love with the fact that I'm dyslexic and I see things on a completely different level to some people. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Albert Einstein, right, you're my dude. And like, I started to see all these successful people. And then I started to go, oh my gosh, they're not dumb, I'm not dumb. And like, I started to see my curses as real, you know, real assets into the business. So I started to get to know who I was, and that helped me go, oh, well, you know what? I don't flow over there. It's okay. That's not my place to flow. This is my place to flow here. Sure. Can someone else pick up that stuff for me, please? And yeah, that was kind of cool. So I'm still going through that struggle now where I'm getting off less and less, getting off the stuff in giving jobs that I don't want anymore to other people.
And I think that's a big thing is, you know, entrepreneurs, especially, is we tend to start to take on so many different roles in our businesses. And then as we grow, we tend to hold on to those because we don't know how to give them up. And, or it's a control issue. And so,
so this person here is still trying to like get rid of some of the jobs that she shouldn't be doing right now. We still got a finger pointing right at her. So, you know, there are certain things that only I can do, and that's the Liz Benny Kapow thing, right? Because nobody else can take and be me, right? So I'm progressively getting stuff off my plate. Yeah, at the moment. Yeah.
And so, obviously the launch was successful, you said, and you got to one of your big dreams you had was to move into a new house, right?
Uh-huh.
And so tell us a little bit about that and how you made that happen. And
right. This is actually really cool. It's actually a really cool story that I want to tell people. I think you probably know a little bit of the story. So we'd moved from a house with no bricks, like literally no bricks on the outside. It was literally going down a hill. It was post-earthquake. We had massive earthquakes here in Christchurch. It was $325 per week for this house. And literally before that, all I'd paid, the maximum that I'd paid was ever $170 per week. So all of a sudden, I was responsible for all these people and thinking, how can I do this?
Right.
So that was way back there. And then we moved into like this intermediary house and we called it the SGB. Am I allowed to swear on this show?
You're good. So
I'm good? Allowed to?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, good. So we called it the SGB, which stands for the Shitty Green Bungalow, right? So it was gross. It was really, really gross. But it was an intermediary house that where we just kept saving and we kept saving and we kept saving. So all the income that came in from webinars and stuff that we didn't need, we just kept like squirreling it. It was really cool. And then we finally got to the point where we bought our new house. And we hadn't told our girls. And it was so cool. I want to tell you the story. It was so cool because we were sitting around the dinner table that night after Christy and I had signed the papers. And I said to our two beautiful girls, I said, what would it mean if we finally got that house? And Emily, our oldest one, she said, it would mean that we'd achieved something. And she didn't say me. She
right.
said we. She said the family. It would mean that we'd achieved something. So all the hardships that we'd gone through, we talked about money, we talked about tax, we talked about investments all the way. They were part of that. So I'm that type of mum. Like I really want the kids to understand tax and compounding interest and all that sort of good stuff so that they have the knowledge to take with them and do whatever they
sure.
want to do with it. So anyway, she said that. You know, it means we finally achieved something. So what we did the next day is we picked them up from school and we were going to come to this house, the one that I'm currently in right now. We were going to come to this house for one last look to see if we wanted to buy it, having already purchased it.
Right.
One last look. But what Christy had done is she got the real estate agent to put sold on the sign at the front, like this big sold sign.
Yes.
So the whole way here, we were like, oh, I wonder what it's going to be like. And I like, you know, building their hopes up and up and up and up. And then we drive up to it and Emily goes, sold? And then little Claire goes, oh. And she goes, we were wishing on this house and now it does the opposite.
No.
And then we're like, we better crack the news out to them like really quickly. And anyway, we told them that we, you know, it was our house and they were like, yahoo! And they did cartwheels in the driveway. So it was really incredible. The bad part of it though, Josh, and I'll just be completely honest, is that I moved into this house alone because Christy's mum passed away. And the day that she passed away was the day that it was dang. Like life turned to a little bit of custard. So it was amazing, but also like all this sucks at the same time. So we've taken a year to just enjoy.
Soak it all in now.
Yeah, soak it all in. Yeah.
And then tell us a little about, I know you have your new course you were mentioning, your Kapow course. You know, how is that different? What do you know, what is the focus of it and what are you trying to do with that?
Yeah, cool. So here's the deal is that because I'm so anal retentive and detail oriented, I literally know every single step right here, right now. And I proved it with my recent launch of Insta Social Secrets, which like we did six figures in the first little bit, like in the launch phase with that, like an easy six figures turned over. So that was really cool. And what that allowed me to do, having done Social Monkey Business and Insta Social Secrets, is I literally know every single step, every nice. Single step, every single step. It's like you've got an idea. Great, cool. Let's put it into a course. So for me, that whole process is very, very, very seamless and easy now. So anyway, I decided, look, I need to go out there and help other people. My big goal right now, actually, it doesn't really feel like a big goal. My goal right now is to help 10 people take their idea out of their head and do the mill. Do their first meal like me, and then the step down kind of goal from that is to help 100 people at least make make it to the six figures. So that's my big goal. And so Kapow Course is literally like the A to Z, without all the crap, without all the bells and whistles that you don't need, the systemized step by step by step, you know, how to take the idea of your head, launch it, and be successful. So I'm launching it this week. So I'm super fired up. Yeah, dude.
That's got to be really exciting, because I know that's something that you've working towards and, you know, and building. And so it's finally coming to happen. So that's awesome.
It's actually really cool, because part of how I'm selling this course and is proving that, because I've done it literally all myself in 1 month, I've created two courses in 1 month from that branding through to fruition, with the webinars, with the sales funnels, with absolutely everything. And I even edited all the videos up myself, not because you should do it all yourself, but to prove that you can,
right,
and to prove that one person, it's to obliterate any excuses that a person might have. Oh, it's too hard. No, it's not. I did it. Here, I'll show you how. Oh, but I don't know how to do this. Cool. I'll show you how to do that too.
Nice.
So
that's awesome.
I'm pretty excited. Yeah. And people get to leverage my team as well. So it's not like they're going, you know, here's a course, now go out and do it. No, leverage my team, leverage the community. Let's go. So yeah, I'm super excited.
That's really cool. I'll be excited to watch that and see how everything goes for you, for sure.
Yeah.
So give us maybe like three or four success strategies that we can leave our audience with.
Okay, cool. So the very first one you must do, like I'm going to look straight in the camera right now. The very first thing you must do is have a really high level A game accountability partner. I have one right here right now, and it's like, bam, what are you going to do today? Bam, what are you going to do today? Bam, what are you going to do today? And what it forces you to do when you have an A-game accountability partner is that it forces you to think of the stuff that is actually going to make you money in business, as opposed to cost you time, right? So if it's costing you time, it's actually costing you money. We've done lots of sales figures out to actually work out what the ROI of being dumb is, and what the ROI – and by being dumb, I mean is like spending your time really in a really stupid way. And then the ROI of being really strategic with your time. Seriously, we've come up with some seriously cool equations. So find yourself an accountability partner, a high-level accountability partner who ideally is better at stuff than you in certain areas. Okay, that's the number one thing there. Number two is, I really want to make sure, and this is so important, and I know that you're going to understand this one too, Josh, is that life's not all about, like, this thing called business is not all about money. Please make sure that you don't sit there and go, money, 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 money. How much money am I making? How much money am I making? Because your relationships are going to go to shit. Your health is going to go to shit. Ultimately, your wealth will probably deteriorate as well, because you didn't take a very holistic approach to it. Now, there are going to be times when you have to be out of balance, where you have to go, 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 go.
Right.
Awesome. Make sure you focus on your health and your relationships during those periods of time, or else I promise you right here, right now, you will regret it. The third thing is, get your ass on social media and get out there as much as humanly possible, and brand yourself as a guru in whatever area you are in. Okay, so just have the courage to put your face out there, and then do it again, and then do it again, and then be consistent with putting yourself out there on social media, and don't care what your mother says to you. If your mother says, oh, I didn't like that video of you, cool, thank you for the feedback, mum. Block. No, you don't have to block, but just, I might have actually blocked my mum at one stage. Mum, I can't handle your feedback right now. Okay, I'll let you back
take in. A break.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's it.
Awesome. No, that's great. I mean, I think having an accountability partner is super important. A lot of times they're the ones that give us that feedback that we miss, that we don't see, that we're not able to, you know, catch. And so that's a big one. And yeah, definitely, you know, is not making it, it's not about the money. It's obviously what the money creates, that, you know, what it can do for you, but not, you know, hey, I'm doing this just to make money. I'm doing this to create value and to help other people. So for sure.
Yep.
And then, yeah, obviously I agree with you. I mean, we all need to be online, especially now with the way technology allows us to do that, and the ease of use that it allows us to be. So for sure. Tell me a little bit, what's one technology that you can't live without?
Oh, good question. I think it would have to be this. I think it would have to be that. Yeah. I think it would have to be the iPhone, because for me, it's like I love my computer, I love it, but the iPhone just allows me to get the message out there really, really, really quickly in one easy, one easy tiny box. Yeah.
Well, we got a couple minutes left. Maybe one last thing to leave with our audience that you just want them to really remember.
Okay. So here's the deal. When I went over, I recently came back from America. I went over to Boise, Idaho. It was absolutely amazing. And well, Idaho's Idaho, and it was still beautiful. It was absolutely amazing. So I went to Boise and I went to this mastermind where a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, you're Liz Benny. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Liz Benny. And they're like, no, you're Liz Benny. I'm like, yeah, I get it, dude. I'm Liz Benny. I've been Liz Benny for quite a while. Here's the thing, is that often in life, we put people up here on a pedestal and we put ourselves down here. One thing, one big secret that I want to say to you right here, right now, is that I bet you that the people that you're putting up on a pedestal, I bet they don't have their stuff together in the way that you think that you might be idolizing them. So I'm having all these people, oh, Liz Benny, Liz Benny, Liz Benny. Now, do I have all my stuff together? Not all the time, no. But so what I actually want to say is that the people that you're idolizing, make sure you don't idolize them to the detriment of what you're actually talking and saying about yourself. Oh, you know, this person is this. Oh, this person is this. Because behind the scenes in that person's life, often it's not what you actually are idolizing them for.
Sure. Right?
Does that make sense?
No, definitely. And I think that's, you know, definitely makes sense. I mean, because everybody has their challenges and their different differences in their life and everything. And, you know, it's just because they've done well in a certain area or field or industry doesn't keep them at a different level than you. It doesn't, I guess, put them higher than you or however people see it sometimes.
Exactly. And I, along those lines is like, don't judge your, what is it? Don't judge your backstage relative to what somebody else's front stage is doing. Cause you know, you can go to my websites and all that sort of stuff. Like, I have hard days. I have days where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a struggle. But because people always say this, hey, and it's a massive kabow, it's Liz Benny, da, 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 da. But I actually do show people the other stuff as well. It's just that I find that a lot of people just want to see the good. I'm like, no, you know what? I'm going to show you the full journey here. So that's actually part of what I'm doing this week is peeling back the onion layers and showing people, right, cool, you want to be successful? Great, cool. Now, I'll show you what I actually went through. And now I'm going to show you how you can go through it without as much pain as I went through.
Yeah. Cool. Well, where can we find all about you and the course and everything else?
Well, it depends. If people want to, like, there's lots of different ways that people can kapow with me. If they want to hang out on Facey, that's cool. We can hang out on Facebook. But if you want to cruise across to lizbenny.com, LIZBENNY.com, or if you want to create a kapow course, go through to createakapowercourse.com. We're going to rock it out over there.
Cool. And we have the link right here as well, so people will be able to click on it and bounce right over to you.
Yeah, that's so cool. Thank you so much, Joshy. This is really, really cool.
No, it was an honor to have you on the show today. I appreciate your time and sharing your story and what you went through. And I know there's some awesome, really good nuggets in here that people should be able to take from this and apply to their own life as well. So
yeah, that's so cool. Seriously, I appreciate your time like you wouldn't believe. And everyone watching this, I want to say that I really genuinely appreciate your time too. Like, you could be doing anything you want right now, but you're listening to this crazy girl from Christchurch, New Zealand, in the land of the hobbits. So I appreciate you all.
And it's nighttime in the U.S.
Yeah.
Cool. I am Josh Felber. You are watching Making Bank, where we uncover the success strategies and the secrets of the top 1%. So get out and be extraordinary.